Paravipras, elected ones. Paravipras are those who have made their souls refined through numerous reincarnations and struggles in many lifetimes. They are the ones who sacrifice all things for their idea. They are the light of the world and will guide humanity to the goal. Paravipras are the real leaders of society, with no interest for selfish gain or desires. They intuitively know that all these desires and attachments are nothing but illusion to the soul. The only goal of their lives is to carry on the plan of the Most High. These are the elected ones, the greatest in the hierarchy in heaven. Sirah Light, An-Nur. The advent of Paravipras as the inheritors of the earth. This is a promise from God. Those of you who believe and do good, He will surely make them the inheritors in the earth, as in the case of those before them, whom He made to succeed, and He will establish for them their chosen religions, and will grant them safety and peace after their original fear. They will only worship Me. Surah the Poets, Ash Shu'ara. The importance of leaders in society for the progress of humanity toward higher consciousness. That is why the Paravipras are necessary. And obey not those who break the laws. Those who promise corruption in the earth and would not reform to bring order and security. Surah the Event, Al-Waqi'ah, reward of Paravipras and elected ones. Thus, if he is one of the chosen ones, for him is the breath of life and prosperity in the everlasting garden of bliss, pure consciousness. Reward of good people. And if he be of those of the right, then he will be greeted by peace be on you who is of the right. Parents. The duty of a human to his parents is to honor them highly. However, if they become an obstacle in their spiritual progress, children should not follow them. This is according to the hierarchy of the importance of people in human life. The first most important being is God. The second most important is the spiritual teacher. The third most important beings in human life are the parents. And the fourth is the spouse. However, if one of these becomes an obstacle in attending to the one higher up in the hierarchy, that being should be shunned. Surah the Tablespread, Al-Ma'idah, following the ancestors of ignorance. When it is said unto them, come to that which God has sent, and to the messenger they answer, that wherein we found our fathers is sufficient for us. Would they insist even though their fathers had no knowledge and had no true guidance? It is true that you should honor your parents and your ancestors. But if they are ignorant, you should not follow them. Surah Luqman. We have imposed upon the human concerning his parents. Be kind unto them, especially the mother, who bears him with perpetual weakening. First, be grateful unto Me, because I created this whole universe to enable you to reach pure consciousness. And then to your parents, who helped you to gain this body by sacrificing their health and freedom for you. But if they try to make you ascribe partners to Me, do not obey them, but still be kind and helpful to them in worldly matters, and follow the way of him who turns unto me with repentance. Propagation of religions. One of the best ways to understand religions is by reading the scriptures, inquiring into the truth behind them, and trying to preach it to others. This can be done by going to those people who are familiar with and competent in different aspects of the truth beyond metaphysical, intellectual understandings, and reaching out to teach it to others. Therefore, study of religions, inquiring about them, and propagation of their necessity in human life is a must in order to help humanity in its progress spiritually. Merely believing in whatever anyone teaches us about religions will not enable a person to expand his understanding, and he will become a follower of dogmas taught by preachers uninformed of the truth behind this universe. Only those people with expanded minds who see God in everything and everywhere can help a seeker, not those who sell religions cheaply for worldly interests. That is why the search for the truth behind this life and universe is a duty of each human. So it is necessary to create a common worldwide language that allows everyone to read all the scriptures. Reading scriptures from different religions, practices, meditation, concentration, contemplation, satsang, etc., are all helpful in bringing the mind in flow with the universal mind and understanding the real truth behind this universe. The search of religion should start in schools and the family environment and continue until the end of a human's life. Sirah, the family of Imran, Ali Imran, be faithful devotees of God by constant preaching and attentive studying of the scripture. It is emphasized to read the scriptures and share satsang, teach it to others. That is one of the reasons why religions have lost their validity, because people do not know about them. They just believe whatever is told them. Prophets. There are many different references to prophets in the Quran. Sirah, the family of Imran, Ali Imran, choosing the prophets. God's purpose is not to leave you in the present state. He shall separate the wicked from the good, nor will he reveal to you the unseen. But God chooses of his messengers whom he will, and reveals to them the knowledge of the unseen. So believe in God and his messengers. If you believe and are pure, yours is a great reward. God's purpose is not to leave you in the present state. It means that humans will not stay in a low state, but will progress toward perfection or pure consciousness. Nor will he reveal to you the unseen, because you are not ready physically, mentally, and spiritually, to know about the unseen. But God chooses of his messengers whom he will, means that only those who reach very high consciousness will be chosen by God. He chooses them so he can choose another messenger after Prophet Muhammad. So believe in God and his messengers. If you believe and are pure, yours is a great reward. So listen and understand the messengers and high spiritual people, purify yourself and also destroy any jealousy and egotism toward prophets and messengers. Sarah women, Anissa. Surrendering to the prophet is surrendering to the Lord. The prophet is God's representative. Whoever obeys the messenger is obeying God. The spiritual teacher of prophets is the Lord himself. God has revealed to you the scripture and wisdom, and has taught you that which you did not know. The prophets are a bridge between the manifested and unmanifested spiritual worlds. Prophets are sent to the earth so that the humans do not bring this excuse that they did not know. We sent these messengers of good tidings and as warnings, so people may have no plea against God after the coming of messengers. Sarah the Heights, Al Araf. Prophets are only messengers, and each has a message to reveal to humanity. Tell them, I, Muhammad, have no power to benefit nor hurt myself, except that God wills. Had I knowledge of the unseen, I would have secured abundance of wealth, and no adversity would have fallen on me. I am but a warner and a bearer of good tidings for those who believe. Sarah Taha. The prophet should not be distressed or make his life miserable because of the revelations. We have not sent you this Quran that you may be distressed, but as a reminder for those who fear God. Sirah the prophets, Al-Anbiya. Prophets are regular people. Before you, we also sent messengers who were men we inspired. Ask the people of the book, believers, if you know it not. We did not give them bodies which did not need food, nor were they immortals. Sirah the poets, Ash-Shu'ara. After the revelation comes to the prophet, he will reveal it to humans in the language he is familiar with, in the most plain and understandable style. To your heart, sacred heart, that you be one of the warners in clear Arabic tongue. The language is not important, but the spirit of the revelation is important. Prophets start purifying from their closest people and then extend it to others. Warn you near kindred, O Muhammad, and show kindness and affection to those believers who follow you. The difference between a poet and a prophet: a poet is confused and says things that he does not follow himself. But a prophet is not confused. He says things and follows them himself, because what he says are the laws of the universe, which lead to the goal of life, pure consciousness, salvation, etc. The erring ones follow the poets. Have you not seen how poets wander in every valley, and how they say that which they do not do? Except ones who believe and are righteous and remember God often and ask for exact recompense when they have been wronged. The wrongdoers soon will come to know to what place they will be gathered. Sarah the story, Aquasas. It is the Lord's grace and the readiness of the soul of the person that will guide him to truth, not the messenger or spiritual teacher. However, they, the messengers and spiritual teachers, show the way. Surely you cannot guide whomsoever you love, but God guides whom he will, and he knows best those who would be guided. The prophets are not aware of their prophethood. You did not expect such a scripture to be revealed to you, but it came as a mercy from your Lord. Even Prophet Muhammad did not know he was going to become a prophet. That is why it is difficult for people to accept a person as a prophet when they can remember him as being one of them, or because he seems exactly like themselves. It is one of the greatest problems for humans to overcome. Sirah the Spider, Al Ankabut. Prophets should preach openly and fearlessly. The responsibility of the messenger is to convey the message clearly. Sirah Council, Ashura. Prophets communicate with God directly. He reveals to his prophets whatever he feels necessary for those people whom the prophet has come for, which depends upon the development of their consciousness. It is beyond the capacity of a mortal man to speak to God, save by revelation, or from behind a veil, or through a messenger to reveal what he will by his permission. Sirah Victory, Al-Fas. Prophets are representatives of the Lord. Whosoever swears allegiance to you swears allegiance to God. God's hand is above their hands. So whoever breaks his oath does so to his soul's hurt. And whoever fulfills his covenant which he made with God, on him will he bestow a great reward. There is a purpose in creation. God, Father, who is in pure consciousness, felt that the whole universe was his body. He realized how his body is dead under the influence of the Tamaguna, so he decided to awaken his body from the unaware state and bring all unit consciousness to perfect awareness. That is why he has engineered such an elaborate creation to help the unaware part of the universe to pure consciousness. This universe was built for a definite purpose, with utmost compassion. It is not a play, although, in a sense, because it is a relative truth, it might be regarded as such. It is a place of opportunity for all to utilize to reach pure consciousness and to help others to the goal also. Sirah, the family of Imran, Ali Imran, remember God standing, sitting, lying on the sides, and contemplate the creation of the heavens and the earth, which make them to humbly utter, O Lord, you have not created this in vain, without purpose. Holy you are. Preserve us from the torment of the fire. God created this universe for a definite purpose, to bring all to pure consciousness. He did not create this universe in vain. Those who do not understand this will be drowned in the lake of the fire of illusion. Sirrah al-Hijr, we have created not the heavens and the earth, and all between them except with truth and wisdom. And the promised hour is sure to come, so forgive generously, O Muhammad. The creation was made for a definite purpose. Its purpose is to bring all unit consciousness to pure consciousness. The day of judgment will come to take all elected people to pure consciousness and help others to accelerate their progress to pure consciousness, because as Prophet Muhammad said, all will be gathered unto him. Sirrah the Prophets al-Anbiya, there is a definite purpose in creation. It is not only a play. We created not the heaven and the earth and all between them as a play. If we ever wished for a pastime, we would have found it in what is with us. It is implied that the goal of the life is to become divine. Sirrah the Spider, al-Ankabat. God has created the heavens and the earth for a purpose. There is definitely a sign for those who believe. By understanding how perfect the universe and all things in it are, we would know that it could not have happened by chance. So there is a creator, and knowing this will help us to become a believer. Sirrah the Romans, Ar-Rum. The many languages and races were made by him for a definite purpose. The wise knows that purpose, to weaken man, to prevent him from self-destruction, by using their oneness to gain power and then misuse it. Also, many races were made so that the human would go through different experiences by being born into different races in various lifetimes. And in diversity of your tongues and colors, race, these surely are signs for those who reflect. Sirrah said, we have not created the heaven and the earth and all between them in vain. That is what the disbelievers think. Sirrah the troops, Az-Zumar, there is a reason for everything. They know not that God enlarges the provision for whom he wills and tightens it for whom he pleases. Surely in this are signs for those who believe. Those who start to understand God and the universal mind by becoming in his flow, and those who try to become a vessel for him to manifest himself through them, can know the reason why everything happens to them, others, society, the world, and the universe. He does all these things, not for selfish reasons, but because it is necessary for a person's progress to be in those situations, and also to advance his plans through these happenings. Sirrah crouching, Al-Jafiyah, all of the universe was created to be used by humans. God made whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth as your subject. It all is from him. These are surely signs in this for those who observe.